Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full service experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more
Moto
details.
Moto Casino.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Green.
Corey Richens is convicted. The jury came back, and now she's heading to prison for killing Eric. The trial is over, but the questions are not, as we're learning in our comment section. And I don't blame you. We got a lot of questions, too. And that's what we're going to do today on the program. We're going to go through Q&A live with you guys. I got some that I grabbed from your comments, so we're going to hit those. But if you have comments about this case, thoughts you want to share, drop them in live, and we will try to get to them as we work through this. We're going to talk today about the case here of Corey Richens. We're going to talk the latest on Nancy Guthrie. And we're also going to talk about the Kelsey Fitzsimmons case as well. So lots to get through. Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, former chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, with us as always. Welcome, Robin. His book is out this week. It's not all about me. It's big book week launch. And wherever you get your books, Amazon, whatever it is, be sure to go and put an order down.
And just tell a million of your friends, since my daughter's wedding is May. So
yes, tell your friend. It makes a great wedding gift, right there. So
The stories I could tell about
just,
that, yes.
Just give that to everyone. Yeah. it's a great book. So please do check it out. All of his books are wonderful. If you like Robin, if you listen regularly and you can't get enough Robin in your life, there's plenty more books to get through. I mean, the size. I'm listening to this one for a second time right now. And very much.
I never really equated the things I wrote years and years ago or even not too far ago because I worked in the world of counterintelligence, mm-hmm. behavioral analysis. analysis. But when we're looking at all, I'll throw it out the first time of the day. When you're looking at all the nutters in the world, oh my God, all of this is completely appropriate, because when you're strategizing life every day like normal people do with healthy people, dealing with morons is so much easier.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah, it certainly is very interesting to look at it from those prisms. Your thoughts today, like I said, in the comment section. So we want to get into all of it. Let's start here on the Corey Richens case. First comment that I got, and we'll get to some of yours here in the live. So please do drop those in here. It starts out, she sat through the entire trial, heard every piece of evidence against her, and never once visibly broke. That's this listener's observation. Now she's convicted and going to prison for life. Robin, what happens to someone psychologically the moment that verdict hits? Does the mask finally come off, or does it hold?
You know, it's interesting. I don't think she was consciously putting a mask on. You know, when you're in front of the public view for so long, your natural leakage is going to just start coming out. Mm-hmm. And if you've really sat there, and we mentioned on the show yesterday, which I really thought was really interesting, when we analyzed her on the TV appearance she did, she only reacts, and when we're looking at her in the courtroom, if you want to go back and look at some scenes, all she ever reacted to ever was things that impacted her. Mm-hmm. It was never, I mean, so think about it. We've seen people on the stand before when dealing with family. I mean, just think of Richard Allen, anytime his wife was brought up or family, I mean, he would just break down. You know, You saw him visibly or other people visibly really shaken when you're talking about the impact of what's going on to people in their lives, friends, family, cohorts, but never ever her. Thinking about, you know, her reactions when her lover is on the stand, her boyfriend, nothing. Kids didn't even come up. I mean, so just think about it. So now you fast forward that to what is she actually thinking and processing going to the prison? The only thing that's going through her mind is what's happening to me. Do you really think she's thinking about and breaking down about what are going to happen to my kids? No, she's written them off. It's cruel to think of, and I'm not her, as the great Bob Motta will say, but from her compartmentalization, she's got all these different little compartments, but the biggest compartment is her. I think she's only thinking about the impact on her and what she is going to do to survive in that environment that she's going to be in. And as I think as Koff said the other day, I think she's going to be okay in that environment.
I mean, she has great manipulation skills, and that's a skill set that'll benefit her well in prison. Do you think it was a missed opportunity? This would be an interesting one for Bob, because Bob would know you got to find ways of working certain things into a trial. And so I can make the blanket statement out here as a layperson saying, do you think it was a missed opportunity that they didn't lean more on the children in this case, that there wasn't more of a, and she's a mother, and don't take a mother away from her three children. She's already been taken away from them for so long. Don't let this continue. Something along those lines. There was none of that. I mean, and again, you have to find very specific ways of being able to work those sort of things into a trial. I mean, that could have been in closing statements easily without a whole lot of oversight, a whole lot of you can add this, you can't add that. So there are surface places where it could have been added in. Probably if you dug a little deeper, there could have been more ways. But it really seems like a very large missed opportunity on the part of Corey Richens and her entire defense team, that the kids really were very much like not even a second thought. They were like out in the ether. You wouldn't even know that she had kids if you weren't like paying close attention.
I think in their hindsight, it is the hugest missed opportunity for this and a few things I'm going to mention in a second. But at the same time, though, you know, the way Bob talks about, you know, defense attorney talks about how they work with the client about strategizing how to move forward. If it's not organic to her, it's going to come across as completely fraudulent and manipulative to the jury. Yeah. And so it wouldn't have worked with her. But think about this. Watching one of the things that I noted in that video of her on TV the other day, talking about her book and work helping her kids work through the grief of losing her father, and she threw up her hands like this. And when they put their hands up, the thing I noticed was there was no wedding ring. Mm-hmm. And so think about the impact of this. Do our thought experiment. If she had been sitting like she was the entire time and she was wearing her wedding rings, What would that have, because remember, the jury came out, the lead jurist, juror number two, the foreman, said that they didn't want to convict her, but it was overwhelming to them because they felt so bad. So if she had given any nonverbal, I mean, they wouldn't have to bring it up, nonverbal inkling of a connection to Eric or her children, an emotional response, or even talking about the kids in any way and just having her well up and feeling remorseful or any sense of that, this could have gone very differently. But she looked so cold, so non-responsive, and even just talking about it would have been an easy thing to bring up as one of the theories here of I liked, you know, the idea we came up with, a great defense could have been that this was a mistake. I got him the drugs because, you know, he need him, he's addicted, and I regret it. I regret my affair because of the drug addiction. I mean, just think about how that plays. And then she wears the wedding ring. She talks about the kids. You got a whole new trial going on right here. But they couldn't do it. Why? Because she is a self-centered, broken brain moron.
it was her rigidness that I think kept them in the lane that it did.
Yeah.
If she hadn't been such a rigid human being, there was 1,000 other lanes you could have taken this down. And really hit an emotional spot and hit a pain point with other people. I don't know if pain point, but just an emotional point with other people that they could relate to, and I think you could have had a very different outcome. But they chose to go down the road of Corey didn't do this because Corey says she didn't do this, and we're just going to hold on and ride this out no matter what. And it's like, guys, Tony, come on! You could have gone down this road so many different ways. Of, you know, she was struggling and she was trying to help him, and she regrets buying this shit. Clearly, there were so many things they couldn't get away from, like the buying of the drugs and all that. At the end of the day, I know they tried to go, well, see, it wasn't fentanyl; it was this, or it wasn't oxy. It doesn't fucking matter. I said it from the beginning. It doesn't matter. What matters is she said she wanted the Michael Jackson stuff. And she got something that killed her husband. So, mission accomplished.
Yeah, I know. So think about the messaging that happens when you do this. So the trial and what the prosecution lays out, all the same. The cross is all exactly the same. But now she's wearing her wedding rings. Mm-hmm. And every time Eric comes up, she grabs her hand and she does a pacifying movement of playing with her.
Yeah. So many things.
Think about the impact. Think about all the nonverbal people out there doing things like we're doing now. I mean, just think of the impact that people would be speculating on had she done that one thing.
But would that have helped or hurt her too? Because of all the affair language that came into there. Because at the beginning, it felt like Nestor did try to land, maybe crash land the idea that Corey was in this relationship, and they decided to work it through and figure it out. Don't judge their decisions if it was an open relationship, but they wanted to be together. And then all the evidence after that just shows the exact opposite of exactly what she just said. Would that have been more insincere if she's sitting there playing with the ring, or would it have been like, I don't know, because it was like a losing battle. No matter what, they set her up as something that she wasn't from the get-go.
Right.
And then all the evidence continued to show that she's not what they're saying she is. Like, they should have leaned more into that she was making bad choices, that this is stupid. Not kept trying to just, it's like they just continued to double down on Corey's stupidity and pretended that it wasn't what it was. And so, I think that's what really made the jury go, okay, this is all bullshit.
So human beings are extremely forgiving of people that show vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
And never throughout the trial did she demonstrate vulnerability through regret. And there's nonverbals you can show for regret of actions. And so what happens here is, and I'm completely on board with you. I mean, I don't, you know, the probability of changing the outcome, who knows, right? Because it's only hypothetical. But what it then does is, because as the great Bob Mata says, that, you know, this is all just a case on circumstantial evidence and plausible deniability, doubt, beyond reasonable doubt, right? So As the jury's there, and the jurors said they sounded pretty empathetic, pretty compassionate people.
Yeah.
And when you start putting doubt in there, and you have an individual like Corey, who's the one being charged, and it looks like she's regretful. It looks like she's had a come to Jesus moment of the bad choices she's made in her life. And you put out that different theory, it plays differently when you're dealing with beyond reasonable doubt, because then there's doubt about, because then, so we kept arguing back and forth. Bob said, we don't know Corey, but no, we think we know Corey because she's so consistent. She was consistent about what prosecution was saying. Cross didn't really do much about it. And she was consistent with that compartmentalization, looking at her on the witness stand, only reacting to things that impacted her. If you just added, if she had been able to add, well, she's incapable. That's why this would never have happened. If she was capable of empathy towards another human being, and you could see that non-verbally, that would be an entirely new element that they'd have to take into account.
True.
So it'd another question. Fascinating.
Yeah. Here's another one. Eric's family spent 4 years watching this drag through the system. Now they have a verdict. Does closure actually exist for people in their position, or is that just something that we tell ourselves because it sounds right?
Yeah, closure is an interesting word, isn't it? Closure is in the eye of the beholders, like everything else is. I'm a believer in movement. And so this is an element for movement through pain, because it's just one more thing that'll help them move on, move through, you know, because everyone takes these things very differently and families take things differently. So you don't know what's going on in their minds, but having closure with this part of the trauma they're moving through is a very good thing. And the fact that their kids are with them, I think that's the next big challenge, you know, who wouldn't be facing with, all right, so now we have these beautiful babies, young children that now have to be explained why their mommy killed their father and is now in jail, maybe for the rest of her life. That's the next thing they as a family has to move through. So, and that's why I think this allowed them to now process this, move through this, so they can really focus on what's important. That's the next generation they have to save.
Yeah, 1,000% sure. I can't even wrap my mind around that.
But what a great opportunity, though. So if they knew this was a chaotic marriage, and I mean, who hasn't been part of some family where you just wish you could rip the kids away and save them, right? Well, now's their chance. They've ripped the kids away from crazy, and now they have a chance. And you know, if we don't know what's going on in the family, but looking at Eric's dad and how vested he was in his son, the communication with his son, he's got another chance to do it again with his grandkids. I know Eric's sister is taking care of him, is what we understand. It's a great opportunity to put four ships back on course that might otherwise have been hitting rocks and destroyed.
It's, yeah.
You know me, glass half full.
I hope. I mean, I really hope. You know, obviously they'll all handle it in their own ways, and they seem like they have some very dedicated, good people to raise them, and I hope the best. It's just, when it comes to the kids, they get so overlooked in cases where it's just kind of like, well, they're durable. they can see a lot and do, and kids are, they are, but I mean, it all comes out at some point, and they're going to have to process this in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And they're going to process it multiple times in life, because they're going to process it where they're at right now, maturity-wise, because they're children. They're going to process it again when they're a bit older, when they're in their teens. They're going to process it again in their 20s and 30s. They're going to process it again in their 40s and 50s. And it's probably going to look a little different each time as they try and square up the madness in their life. And the thing is, at the end of the day, is there ever really truly a way to process something like this correctly? I mean, I don't know if there is, because it's just madness. You're processing crazy and trying, and when you're processing something, you're trying to make sense of it. But I think more so you're trying to find, and this is probably the operative thing when you're trying to process something, is not necessarily making sense of it, but understanding your place in it and how to navigate the world going forward. Not just trying to make sense. You're never going to make sense. But okay, reality is what it is. How am I going to deal with reality on reality's terms going forward? Because we all know what happened. There's nothing anyone ever is going to say is going to go, oh, well, that's why she did it.
Yeah, I think it's good points. You know, you just keep processing your place in this entire event. Mm-hmm. And I think what we do, and it's why so many people are addicted to true crime and doing these things, is so that we can understand what makes people do what they do. So it's not the biggest challenge in all these situations is not putting a label on it, but trying to understand the behaviors, what created those behaviors, like what. So I mean, we do this in our own families, not to the extent that most of us have to figure out what made someone close to us kill someone, but we also are trying to figure out what made them do something so stupid. The hardest part is to not judge the action, but to understand what led to that action. How was this person made? Because I think that's part of the process of healing and moving through is saying, all right, I don't want to be close to this person in my life because they're a grade A nutter, but at the same time, what made them? So one, we can recognize in others and help us avoid these people, and also so we can avoid it in ourselves. So it's just being able to pick apart objectively to be able to do that, to understand mm-hmm. the crazies, because one way we stay healthy is to avoid the nutters, or at least when we have to face them and work in around them, and if they're in our family, just gives us the ability, as I say, sit back and watch a show so that their crazy, nutty behavior doesn't affect us in that way because we just don't get attached to it.
I was referencing it, I think, in conversation off the air this week, almost like being aware of the weather patterns of where you're at.
Yeah.
And being aware, is there a chance for storms today? Is it the season for storms? Is it storm season? Is there a watch or a warning or whatever it may be? I mean, and being aware of what is going on around you, things you can't control, because you're not going to reason away a tornado. You're not going to reason away a tornado warning or a watch. It is. Yeah. And if you're going to be in those environments and you can't control that where you live, these things are going to come and they're going to go, but you can prepare for them as best as you can. Mm-hmm. And you can be aware of them. Then you're not caught completely off guard when the tornado comes and rips your house away. Well, I had no idea it was coming. Well, the sirens were blaring and they were warning you for 5 days. That's on you.
Yeah.
You know, at some point. And I think that's part of it. Another question in here, Robin, do you think Corey Richens actually believes she did something wrong, or is she sitting in that cell right now telling herself a story where she is still the victim?
So really good question. This happens with all these cases. Do they think they're guilty of anything? Hard to imagine. She doesn't strike me as a Lori Vallow kind of complete mm-hmm. nut job.
Yeah, different, totally different type of person.
I don't think she's asking herself that question in reality, because then she'd have to face her actual actions and take ownership for who she is. And we don't like all the things that she was hearing in that courtroom. Actually, we can answer the question just by examining her behavior. Mm-hmm. So when was she most demonstrative non-verbally? Is when she's being accused of being the Black Widow, of being all these things. Because when someone is giving you that optic of your blind spots and you're confronted with it, and it's not what you want to be, it's not who you believe to be, and it's not congruent with the lies you've been telling yourselves and the falsehoods of who you are as a wife, as a mother, as a person in society, we recall these things. I don't think she's probably actively engaged that she did murder him. I think she, like you said, she's playing the victim that I was a victim of him trying to control me. So remember, she's all about controlling the narrative. And when someone tries to control your narrative away from you, they get resistant, they get angry because they think they're justified. This is my life. This is my control. And so me doing this is justified. So I think there's probably still rationalization going on, most likely.
Yeah, it's spooky how long people can rationalize shit.
Sometimes forever.
I mean, she'll probably go to her grave that way. Because I don't know, because you're not a rational person if you're able to process that and go, yeah, that's me. I mean, unless you're crazy, I mean, unless you're a psychopath, I mean, because any healthy brain's not going to look at all, unless you're able to admit fault, unless you're able to go, that was wrong. Totally wrong way of thinking, should not have done that. I don't know what was going through my mind, or maybe I do know what was going through my mind, but that was wrong. And I regret thinking that way. I regret doing that. I want to change. Obviously, I did what I did. I am sorry for it, but that never happens.
She had the chance, but didn't.
No.
She had the chance when she tried killing him the first time and failed. And and she doubled down and said, I got to do better at getting rid of my problems. See, my problem. Not get rid of him. My problem is him. All I got to do is get rid of him. And so she's a long way away from owning it. And now think about this, too. If she had truly been impacted by the actions that she had taken on her kids, first of all, she wouldn't have had the book Ghost written. And also, you would have seen an emotional reaction. I mean, that would have been – so the only people – I was thinking about when you were saying this. The only people typically can actually break through and make a difference is who? It's our kids. It's literally the last – Fort Knox of emotion someone has should be is our children. And if her children couldn't break through that, it ain't happening. And the only people potentially in the future for her that could actually break through that and make her own what she did would be her children. We'll see if they actually at any point in the history of their lives have a desire to try to understand who that biological nightmare of their mother was.
I hope they don't. I hope they just wash her away and don't waste a damn more second of their time or their existence on it. Because there's no point to it. They would be manipulated all for her own. Her own well-being. That's the only way that she would play it. And it's another point. She will use that in prison as part of her victimhood. My children were ripped away from me. I don't even get to see them. They've been told all these stories about me. No, they're not told stories. They were introduced to the facts of what you did, and then they had a visceral reaction of not wanting to have anything to do with you. That's not. But they play it up as some sort of manipulation, and somebody's doing this to them. It's like, no, you did it to yourself. And now you get to deal with the consequences.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks. Your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube and Substack. We would love to get to them, and we'll continue the conversation on this off the air.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right. Your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes, like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes, like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes, like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes, like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.